So the Sunday shirt is chair, only the wood. And you can have a shirt is straight. So maybe in the niche, but also there is a distinction between the big part. Same thing we could ask according to our Chesdeiros also. Our Chesdeiros, Shita is that even the Beishet proper Nishmat is not trained. For the Shrit, you know. He said, he's good. I mean, why do you ask the same question in regard to our Chesdeiros? Why do you say this? Assume that according to our Chesdeiros, so the law is possible. According to Rashi is difficult. Just as according to Rashi is difficult. Why? Because Meir HaTeiseh, we should equate to Sabeishet, to Ibeishet. We see that Shmuel himself says, Nika to the Shalveishet is kosher, Nika Beishet is straight. So in regard to Niko, Nishma, the Shrita is no good. Maybe there is also a distinction between Nishma Tabeishet proper and Nishma to the Tabeishet. But the Ram explains, I mentioned the Ram. The Ram says that even though Niko is one of the five things that pass on the Shrita, but it's based upon the fact that why is the Shrita possible? Because if the Beishet or the Gargeres was detached in Kene, so then it keeps on changing. So in a shaking semen, the Shrita is possible. So as far as the shaking semen, so the reason is because the Beishet, it shakes if it's Nishma. Now, so if the total salvation was Nishmat, so then when you shake the Beishet, it also shakes. It also shakes. So maybe there's the Kashi of the Gemara. There are Kashi of the Gemara. Oh, for Pir Shakir, there's Pir Shakir, when you think of someone, I forgot to have a place in the Shmiti too. We call the Kama Meyakshir, Chimini Lehet of the Shmiti. How do you know? Because for the same reason, the thing we had on the Shrite, if the Beishet proper was Nishmat, because it shakes. So the Tovitz HaBeishet, which physically is the upper part of the Beishet, so it also shakes, Bisha Shrite. So there is no action. When you catch it, the Pirush HaBoach HaDeile is, the Mai Torich, the Omar Rabbah, the Omar Chonech, סימונים שנדעו כדרובן פרנטה לפי המקשון תקשר לי הרב הדבר חומד גופה ביטרית הווה בירוכה אם כן מהו איקו וכאן לא עומדו לא יהיה בטרנטה אלא שהשתיתם מאלס בי So the Makshin should address the Kashe against Rabbi Vachon himself. The more as the Kashe against Shmuel. Vom Rabbi Vachon and Shmuel, Simonim Shinidalgo the Ruben Trade. So it's the Kashe against Shmuel. Why did the more ask? How can Rabbi Vachon say Simonim Shinidalgo the Ruben Trade? Which means that even the Chaim before the Shrike is already a soul. And you cannot use the milk of that vein because it's straight in the chayim. When the aloha of Biku is nishma according, so that's not treife, and the milk is muta mechayim. Only the shrit is no shrit. So it's a kasha against Rabbi Vachon. Umiu, is foreign the garse, mikore, loy kasha. Now we have to go over other the soil. So, the Agoy Zabach says here, he puts it. So, Rapha Bekash Masih, the Tachin Kosham, so Masih Rapha Bekash, so far, there are no differences. But here, it's that. The Omar, Shmuel, Tuvetz HaBeishe Birubei. So, the Gemara is another question. He is, the Shmuel הבן שמית על קורן לחי כושר, שאת קשה בין שמואל על שמואל, היא הישה מקורן לחי כושר. Completely removed this kosher. And there he says, in the Machlokes against Rav, so he was made up, because Rav said, even a naked mashu in the turbans is matri. Shmuel said, no, it's only treife if it was nipsak berube. But if it was nipsak berube, so then it's treife. And here he says, even little kula is kosher. So that's the first kasha. The Omar Shmuel, so it's a kasha between Shmuel and Shmuel. Here he says, Nito lecha tachtu kosha. Do lecha kosha. Nito rubi kosha. Alright. Nito rubi kosha. Nito rubi kosha. What he says, in nipsak de rubi, nikak de rubi, is traife. Is traife. So, the Gemara says, Loikash, look in Shinrubet, not in the Bach. Hodink, Loikash, Hodink, Apikume, he hodi, he doubted it. It's no kasha, there is no stira between one member of Shmuel and another member of Shmuel. One member of Shmuel is Tuba Sabri Sechin, Tuba Rube, is kosher. The other member is that the Rube is straight. So when does Shmuel say the rubi is treife, it's not kosher if it was perforated the rubi? And when does he say the rubi, nital the rubi is kosher, and when it was detached the rubi, but not perforated, so it's no kasher. No kasher. And so that's the first kasher. The Omar Shmuel, Tubas Aveishe, the rubi. So, ho. The inkavikube, ho the downwinkle, and not the way the Bach is here. But ho, the inkavikube, ho the downwinkle. Then the more has next kashi. The Omar Rabbeinu Chanan Shmuel, Simonim Shemidalgo, the Rubon Treife, here, so Rabbeinu Chanan Dishleine, the membre of Tobes Abeishe, the Rube, so that's Nishma. That's not the downwinkle. And Tobes Abeishe Chemital the Rubi Kosher means, I'm sorry, they say, Bishoy in the memory of the Rubi is Reife means Nipsak, not Nidalde, Nipsak, when it was Nika. And when Shmuel says here, Tobes Abeishe Chemital the Rubi is Kosher means Nidalde. But Shmuel Bachonim, name of Shmuel, is another memory that even he doubted the Ruben is treife. So it's a stira between Shmuel's memory here, Tobes Abeishe, Shemital Ruben is kosher, and the memory by Rabbi Bachonim of Shmuel, that even he doubted the Ruben, which means Nishmat, not Inkav the Ruben, but he doubted the Ruben is treife. So the Torah says, Omar Rabbi Shekhoi de Rabbi Teh, ho di Yikfal Yikpure, ho di Akko Yikpure. In other words, when do we say Nidalgo de Ruben is Reife? If it's Nidalgo will be Ruben, and then in the new is not one continuous attachment, but a little here, a little here, a little here. So then that's Africa. So then it's Reife. And when the Shmuel say, Tobes Abeishe, Chemitul Rube is kosher, when the rod was detached, and the mule is a continuous mule in one place, a continuous mule in one place, so then it's kosher. Oh, so he said, the mule is from the Galsam and Korek, in regard to the first kashi, the Omar Shmuel, Tobes Abeishe, the Rube, Loi kashi. So against Rabbi Bachone himself, how can he say Sina Mishin Galgo Behubin Chayke? But the Halacha Mishin Sinai says it's not Chayke except that the Shvite is not kosher. The Talati, the Machin also that when does Rabbi Bachone say the name of Shmuel Sina Mishin Galgo Behubin is Chayke only when it was Galgo forcefully. When the rope was detached and the guilt is not attached in one continuous place, but a little here, a little here, a little here. So really there is no kashe, there is no kashe against Rav Bachone. But there is kashe between Shmuel and Shmuel, because in the memory of Rabbi Bachon Mashmuel, he used the washing Daldalu, and here also the same thing. So it's a kash. You have it, he comes, so he says, Yishim Ashidiyah Makshin, he was it would say, the Rabbi Bachon Ayre, Yishka Kukim Kiyah, Kamyad, the Hadra Borin, the Hadra Prison, because when you have it, the Yikpal Yikpul, the Nachas Malaboso, Rabosha, so then it's only the shrikin is possible. Only come up in Poland, we do to the Rabbi Bachon, I was in Dilma, she is in Amparo. It's only for the Israel. In Dilma, she is in Marti, any kish of Rabbi Bachon. Even though I said, how the Inka Kube, how the Dauro Idure, so it's Hoshe Arbe Rube, doesn't mean the same Dauro Idure as the member of Rabbi Bachon. Rabbi Bachon, when he talks of Nidalgo Berubon, he has reference to a forceful Nidalgo, when the mute that remains attached is not one continuous part, but little here, little here. And when Shmuel says, Nidalgo Idule, the Tobus Abisha, Nidalgo Idule Berubin is kosher, so he has reference not to a forceful Nidalgo Idule, but where the mute that remains attached is in one continuous part. Chidon Fodel, Dim Shamaa Bukharachan, Abo Nisbor Nigaos, Bosa, Biro Mashmur Gerube, Loikash, Hodi Yikepit Kube, Hodi Akhtula Kule, Koshe. But those for Nuagir, and the Kashi, Bo Mashmur Gerube, that is praying, so Luikash, how the Inkat Kube, then Tobus Abeshe Berube is right. And how the Yikpal Ikpule, so Tobus Abeshe, so then Shemitah Berube is kosher, is kosher. So there is no kashe from Dilgo Adilgo. So the memory could have asked a kashe against Rabbi Bachon himself. The chen kosher pirush habachanan, the mifores, the afriki tfuke, shenifri da shemoni mizoni ze, the habachanan and shiti is, that he told them, if the simoni, the beishet and the dargeres, were detached from each other, then even berube is treif. That's Rabbi Bachon's name, berube. But if they were not detached from each other, but just detached from the lechi, from the lechi atachtein, so then it's not for you. So the kashi is again the maximum to the best against Rabbi Bachon himself. So let me know what maximum is there against him. Kill our fourth leader. יש לי נאז את פורט מן אלו לאחוני, אני מוסמי לא תמלא חוש אלו לאחוני בופה, יתחיל פעד, כי איתו שמונה לך משכח, so אני נכנע מן לגמור איקו דבס. But, according to the terms of the Gemara, there is no kashi against Rabbi Bachon either. But in the name of the Gemara, it could have said all time that. Now, this is the Pshat in Gemara, according to Tosfos in the Halacha Gemara. What's the Pshat in Gemara according to Rashi? According to Rashi, a soniko consists of shochar, besak, and gumo. So nishmat ha-simen is straight. Nishmat ha-simen is straight. So, memele, when Gemara is the kashe, master and a potter, the UK eater, some money. So Gemara's kashe, you should be traited, because nishmat ha-simen, nishmat ha-simen. Or a potter kashe, master, nishmat ha-simen, nishmat ha-tachten kosher. Bishlo im asis mara poto lo ikashe, hod in kare kore, hod in urban ikone. In other words, if the lechi atachten was detached from the veishet, and the bosal remained attached to the veishet, so then it is kosher. It is kosher. But if it was, when is it tiko, when it's straight, if the lechi was the lechi together with the bosal was detached from the beishe, so then it's straighter. Elo Shmuel kashe lo yitein mekule elo yimagum. Ve'omar Rava v'achone omar Shmuel simonim shenitaldu b'rubo treife. Ve'omar Rava treife. So how can Shmuel say Nital Rubei, that Nital Rubei is kosher? Amar Rav Shishet Reb Ravide, ho di ikparit pule, ho di avdela. Ho di avdela. Tomorrow, because then I might forget. So we should go over the Gemara now from Pesukos Agad Yares, up to Nikat Krum Shel Meyach, because the Gemara from Nikat Krum Shel Meyach we already learned. And we went over already up to Mikra Akobot. So you should prepare up to Mikra Kum Shal Meyach. It's easy Gemara, it's not difficult Gemara. Mikra Kum Shal Meyach, and then the small piece from Mikra Akobot up to Reish Mikra. So then it will be up to the Sugya of Reish. Now, let's see the Sugya Rabba. Let's see this out. I just want to mention the difference of the time and that one. Now, you have the Rambam mentions these demons in several places. First, in Shalit Chesne, the Shrita Allah Chachabdina. Lechi Reni in Shemit Al-Prey, Abol Nita Atachte, Gein Shemit Mam Adikim Asimoni, Kulun Nekho Harizim Tefs. Harizim Tefs. So, this is expressive auf die Gemorre, wie schön und was nicht mehr nach Kopfe Lukas, hat die Karikure, hat die Idem kommen. So, der Ramon says, Leche, er ist nicht auf Rede, aber nicht auf der Tachte, denn sie nicht nach Samikima Simonim, nicht man zu sehen, was sie ist, ich mag mich kommen. Aber die Kima Simonim, du wollen mehr Karare, die mit der Rede. Wollen mehr Karare, die mit der Rede. Now, der Hashulchan explained the Rambam, der Hashulchan ist nach dem Simen Mamedalet, der Hashulchan ist in Simen, ist in nach dem Simen Mamedimon, ist nach dem Simen Mamedalet, ist in Simen Chobdalet, nur geschrieben. So there he discusses. So we look up der Hashulchan, in Simen Chobdalet. So there he discusses. So he mentions the Chubas Rambam to Chacham Elohim, and Rambam says, and this is conforms to the fact that the Torah salvation, because the Chacham Elohim assumed that the Lechi Atachte is attached to the Simon. That's what the Chacham Elohim assumed. So the Rambam says, in Stubet, the Chacham Elohim is not so. It's not so. The Torah salvation, I mean the Veshet is not attached to the Lechi Atachte altogether. The Veshet is attached Dalit Noach HaShulchan, paragraph on the base. Now, let's see the three Rambams. One is in Perek Tes, one is in Perek Ches, Halacha Chavdim. Then there is a Rambam, there he mentions the Lashon of Nigmar, which is Igem Megume. And then there is a Lashon Rambam in Perek Gimel of Shri. In Pergimu, nur geschritt Aloch in Udalet. Iko Kenzat, die gegen Schenekro agageres, die Akone und Yadreshet, die Nishmat Echon Mehen und Schneem, Kedem Gmar Schritt. Aber im Schochat Echon Behi, für Rubei, war Kenzat Rassimen, Hashem in Rechef. So in other words, it's like the Aloch in Deles. The Tiko is not Zaken Gumo, but Nishmat Asim. Nekro agageres, die Akone und Yadreshet, die Akone und Schneem, Kedem Gmar Schritt. This is the second one. Then in the test, there is another irrelevant Rambam. I agree. The test, Halacha Chafal, very important. Simonim Shemitalgul Ruben Treifa. Bakul Shaloy Machmas Nifile. Shaloy Machmas Nifile. So Nidalgo of the Roman Israel. Vichain in Niskatlo. Sharim Huyo Mishrit. Yun Roshi Niskatlo. So, I don't know why. It doesn't matter, but the Hashulchan apparently didn't take notice of that. So, here, when the Gemara says, Omar Rafshishe Breed Rabide, Hodi Ik Palut Fule, Hosom Yifrika Fule. So, Ik, according to Rashi and Tesis, Ik Palut Fule is Kal. In other words, is kosher, is not Treife. When is the Treife? Afrika Fule. So, what is the Homo? Afrika Fule is the Homo. Case. And Ik Palut Fule is the Kal case. But the Rambam says, Simonim shenitaltu lo ruban freife, vato lo shaloi machmas nifile, vichein niskaplu shan runu nishchite. So that's the lotion of ikpalik pure. So apparently, the Rambam explained just in the reverse. According to Rashi, he says, equally full as reference to the cow case where it's kosher, and applicable full case as reference to the homo case when it's not kosher. Not kosher because of ego, or not kosher because of craving. It's another question. But it's reference to the homo case. To the homo case. But the Rambam assumed the reverse. That Iqbal Tfula has reference to the homo case. Because it says, V'cheinim niskaplu sha'arim huyum l'shriti avalim nisparik reiktu v'tzaveishet n'alechi harez muteres she'inatu v'tzho l'shriti K'moi Shebiam. So, here I use the lotion of Misparik, so that probably corresponds to Yikvalik Pule. So it's Mistaba, that whereas Rashi and Tesfis assume that Yikvalik Pule has reference to the Homo case, and Yikvalik Pule to the Cow case, the Rambam says the reverse, that Yikvalik Pule has reference to the homo case, and Dafki Ifraka Froke has reference to the cow case. So, because the Rambam didn't explain Ifraka Froke forcefully. So what is the pshat in the Rambam? Avon Sparik Riftobes Aveshet Nalechi Arizem Teres Shinatobes Roshite. So the Rashukhan says here a remarkable thing. He says, הנה טובס הווי שדובו בלכת, אבל הסימונים עצמם הם דבוקים בלכת. דקטר בודן, במחיל הסקלידי, so he says that the Talmud were influenced by Galen, this one, I mean all kind of nonsense, because the Talmud assumed that the esophagus is attached to the lower jaw. He says it's not so. The ancient philosophers and scientists like Aristotle and Galen, so they thought that the esophagus is attached to the lower jaw. But now we know that it's not attached to the lower jaw. But he didn't know the Chuvas HaRambam. He said the Talmud. So the Chachmelunil assumed like that. But the Talmud never says that, and the Rambam to the Chachmilunio says that the Chachmilunio are not right, they assume like that. So he says, the upper part of the Veshit, which is not in the Kishrit, is attached to the lower jaw. Aval asimonim atzmon, in un bukim ba'alechi, ve'in tluim b'nika achil ba'aloshim, eitzel hamis. In other words, that the veshet is attached to that which comes out from the lower jaw. So he says, Kelema, so the preacher explains it to the Rambam. Kelema, it's a tzei atachtein shal alech. In other words, that the esophagus is only attached at the lowest end of the lower jaw, but it's not attached to the bulk of the lower jaw. Only it's attached to the thing that comes out, the anispatzil of the lechi. So the lowest end, so the esophagus is attached to the lower end. The lowest end of the lower jaw. And that conforms to the mitzias. So Mele Dor HaShulchan says that when the Rambam says Talmud, the Rambam says, Simonim Shemidaldu Rubo Nisreif, Vatu Shalom Machas Nifilei. That means if the Veshet itself was detached from the Tzavor, from its place, even though it's only the Rubei so it's straight. But V'chein in Niskapu Sha'arim Ruyon Lishrit, so it's not Ksheo either. Avol in Nispaik, we'll soon see what's the difference between Nidalgo and Niskapu. אבל אם נספר יקרי כתוב את הוישת מלאכי, הרי זה מותרס. סבוט, if the whole, if most of the תובת הוישת, most of the תובת הוישת, the soul is, was attached, was detached from the lower jaw, the תובת הוישת is attached to the lower jaw, not the וישת itself. The Veshet is only attached to the end of the lower jaw, the very end, the lowest end, but of the lower jaw. But the Tovetz HaVeshet is attached to the bulk of the lower jaw. The Veshet is only attached at the lowest end of the lower jaw, but the Tovetz HaVeshet is attached completely to the lower jaw. So it all depends. If the whole Tovetz HaVeshet was detached from the lower jaw, some melee, then, so if there is a little detachment at the lowest end of the lower jaw from the Veshet, so the Veshet will begin to change. So then it's not kosher. But if only half of the Tovetz HaVeshet is detached from the lower jaw, some melee doesn't reach the lowest end of the of left, it doesn't reach the lowest end of the lower jaw, so then the vision itself doesn't begin to shake, so then it's kosher. That he says, "Avon ispar kriyto b'tavishin in alecha arizim b'teres shenatzur b'tzhol b'shukim shibam." The question is, what does the Rambam mean? V'chemin niskaplu sharim ruin lishchit. So Reb Yosef says, "Nismonim shenitalto v'rubon treife means drachshite. If there was a detachment between the gargaris and the vision, then it's treife. But chemin niskaplu means." Not that there was a detachment between the Gargaris and the Veshet, but the Veshet was detached from the Mikimatzava. Was detached from the Mikimatzava. Then it's not Reite. Then it's Iku. Then it's in Ruin Lishrit. This is how the Yosef explained the Rambam. So according to the Yosef, when the Veshet is detached from the Gargaris, then it's Mohamu. Then when the Veshet is detached from its place of attachment, from its place. In the case where the Veshet is detached from the Gargaris, then it's free from the Chaim, and the milk is also. But where the Veshet is detached from its source, in the Krumi Atzavo, then it's not free from the Chaim, and you can drink the milk, even though you know that the Veshet was detached from the Krumi Atzavo, from its place. But so it's clear, but Shchita could not be realized. So that's why the Rambam says, Simonim Shinitalu Rubon, if they were detached from each other, the Veshet and Gargaris, then it's Treife. Mamesh Michal, the Chayim Niskatru means it was detached from the Krumi Atzavo, from its place, then it's not Treife. And the milk is Muta Michal, but Shchita cannot be realized. The Ohashulchan is massive and this Yosef. How is it possible that a detachment from the Krumi Atzavo is less homo than a detachment between the Gargaris and the Veshet? I don't know why that's so difficult. The Rach says that Nidalgo Birubon is straight and means when the two Simonim are detached from each other. I don't know why it's difficult. So he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is Simonim Shintal with the Ruben Treife has reference to both situations. One, when the two Simonim are detached from each other, and number two, this other situation, when it's detached from its place in the Krumi Atzavo, the Sabo, then it's Treife. But suppose it's not detached from its place in the Krumi Atzavo, the Veshet itself, but the whole Tovetz HaVeshet is detached from the Lechi. So, from the Lechi completely, all the way. So mele that will involve a shaking of the sinem, because the lowest end of the lower jaw is attached to the vation itself. If you detach the tovah salvation, which is coextensive in its attachment to the lower jaw, if you detach it completely, some mele it will affect the beginning of the vation, will also be detached from the lower end of the jaw, and then the vation will begin to shake. Some male identical. That's what the Rambam means. The chayim is kapul sha'in ruinishli. In other words, it's based upon the mitzias of shri. So if the whole tovetz aveshet is detached from the lower jaw, some male affects even the veshet, because the lowest end of the lower jaw is attached to the veshet. If you detach the whole tovetz aveshet, some mele, there is a little detachment between the veshet and the lowest end of the lower jaw. Some it's not present, but it will affect a shaking of the veshet. Some mele it's equal. And as the Ram says, all right. doubt it. It would be worthwhile to look, go over how. Only the part of the semen that deals with Diko, not the part of the semen that deals with Tosha, but only the part of the semen that deals with Diko. Now, here we encounter a certain difficulty. That's according, not according to Rashi, but according to Tosha. According to Tosha, it's Pshat. So, the Gemara is saying like this. Omar Machin, Omar Shmuel, Tobit Sabesh Shinto Kulim Lech Kosher. He can't let too many people have attacked him kosher. Master Rapport of the Yitra is just money. So how can we say, how can Shmuel say, Tobit Sabesh Shinto Kulim Lech Kosher? So it should be about people. And according to the Israel, Siko is not faith. According to Rashi, Siko is faith. But according to the Israel, it's not faith. But the Shkutu is not. But Nechayim is Shayah. So Bishlam must be seen, Bishlam must be up to look at Hodi, Rekola, Hodi, the Mugul, Milosma. So Russian taste is most ashamed, explained in the same way. The only one who possibly explains differently is the Rambam. I mean, the Rahashur. You see, the Bishyosif assumes that the Rambam also explained it in the same way like all the others. But the Rahashur says that the Rambam explains it in a different sense. Alright, but according to most of Shemi, Hodi Ikeret Gurek, in other words, the Aloha Mishnah Sinai of people has reference to a case where the semen was detached from the Lechi and the Bosa remained attached to the Lechi. Then if the Shkut is possible, And when does the Mishnah say Nitu Lech Atach from Kosher? When the Lechi, the lower jaw, was detached from the semen and the Bosor remained attached to the semen. So then it's Kosher. Alright. Elo Shmuel Kashi. But Shmuel says Nitu Lech Atach from Kosher. So it's Mashma that even the Lechatachtin was completely torn away from the Lechi and the Bosa. So that means that the Lechatachtin with the Bosa together were torn away from the Sinai. So the Bosa did not remain attached to the Sinai. So it's also kosher. El Shmuel Kashi, Loi Teime Kulei Aleinu. In other words, the Shmuel doesn't say Tovet Zavei Sheshenitu Kulei Lechi Kosher, but Tovet Zavei Sheshenitu Ruben Lechi Kosher. If the Tovet Zavei was torn away from the semen, the Ruben, and the little bit remained, so then it's kosher. But even though Ruben was detached, and even though Ruben was detached from the, together with the Bosa from the semen, so it's still kosher. Then the Gemara is Kashe, Bor Mashmuel told the Tzaveche Berubei. So if it's Mitzat Berubei, it's Reife. So, Loi Kashe. Ho di Inka Pikube, ho di Dalgo Ado. In other words, when the Shmuel said, in his Machlekes with Ra, told the Tzaveche Berubei, it's Reife, when it was perfect, but when Tobit Zaveche was torn away, detached the Rubei, then it's there. Alright. תן לי לגמור הסנד הקשה, בוא משמואל, בוא מהרב ובאחרון המשמואל, סימונים שנתעובו לבירות בו המתחייפת. So it's קשה, to women of Shmuel, not a member of Shmuel, according to the memory that Rabbi Bachon mentioned in Shmuel. So if it's Nidal will be Rubon, if he's detached, I mean, and he has reference to a case of detachment, so it's of Dilko, Berube, so it's Reike, and here Shmuel says, Nital, and the old song you say has reference to the case of Italian Dula. So it's the same case. Here it's Italian Dula, and here it's Italian Dula. So, and still, in one he says, Reife, in his Machlekes against Rav, he says, when Tobit Tavi, I'm sorry. So, in one memory, Rabbi Lachone says the name of Shmuel, Simonim Shemitalko Berubon, right there, and in the other memory he says, Tobit Tavi said, Shemitalko Berube, Shemilechi is kosher. And in both he has reference to the case of Dil. So the Gemara says, Loikach, ho de akhi kule, ho som de akhi akhi. When Shmuel says, is Nidal the Rabbi Bachone says in the name of Shmuel, Nidal the Rabbi Ruben Kreifer is the reference to the case where there was a detachment in the home, forceful. So mainly even the mute that remained attached is not a continuous mute, but it's a little bit here, and a little bit here, a little bit here. So it is indicative of the forceful tearing away, the forceful. So it's where you have the blow. So then it's straight. And if it is a mild decor, the obey, so that the mute is continuous in one place, not a little bit here and a little bit here. So then Shmuel says, it's good. Now the Rashba asks here a very simple question. The question is simple to everybody. Therefore, here, if let's say the Gemara would say that Mita of Yerube is kosher, if there is a big mute, let's say, it's 51% attached and 49% is attached, then we could understand the distinction between a Dilu Zerubei of Africa Afruke, where the mute that remains attached is in a continuous spot, or it's a little here, a little here. But when he says that Midalu of Yerubei is kosher, does he limit himself only to a case of a 51% or a 60% or even an 80% or even a 90%? I mean, it is assumed that even 99%, even if it's detached 99%, and in one little spot it remained attached, it's still kosher. It doesn't mention what percent, so it's mashma. As long as it's not completely detached, it still hangs on, no matter how small it is, the meal. So the mute that remains attached, no matter how small, even if it's 1%, not after it's 49%, or 40%, even if it's 1%. So why should the case where it is detached 60%, but in the 40% is not in one spot, but 10% in one spot, and 10% attachment in another spot, and 10% in another spot, be worse, more humble, than when the attachment is in one spot with just 1%. It's a very strong kasha. It's a very strong kasha the right way. So the Rashba says, it's not a question of a continuous spot or not a continuous spot. The question is, how was the tearing away done? was done forcefully, you know, without Chachmanes, or it was done mildly. If it was done mildly, you know, slowly, so then it can be had above. It can be had above if it was done mildly. But if it was done forcefully, you know, I mean, without caution, so then it's way out of God. So mele, if we see, could somebody give me a piece of paper? I'm sorry, why should I waste? So, if it is detached, if it is detached, you know, the rod is detached, and then and here it remains attached, but it's a little here and a little here. So mele, if we see a little here, a little here, that's indicative of the fact that there was a forceful tearing away. So then it's realable. It's real. It's not a question of percentages. Sometimes even if you detach 95%, 96%, but if it's not forceful, so then it can be habitable. That's the Rajpos. That's the Rajpos type. Right. Now, then there is another. In Teisves, we see Teisves says like this. Yesh Rima, Shiri Amakshin Kilmosi Kutsay, the Rabbi Vachon Aira Bifri Kakhe, the Kea, Kambiat, the Roy Hapo Bor, the Habe Teisves, why did the Maksha ask only against Shmuel and not against Rabbi Bachone's deems? Why did the Maksha ask against Shmuel? So if Maksha could have asked against Rabbi Bachone's deen, Rabbi Bachone says, in the name of Shmuel, Nidalgu Beruban Treife, when we have our Loch of Mesh Sinai, that's when it's Nidalgu Kulon, it's not in Treife. It's only Psun Shrik. That would be stronger Kashi. So, stronger or just as strong? So, this is no. The Maksha notes in you that there is a distinction between the forceful detachment after Kafuke and a mild detachment after Kafuke, where the attached spot is continuous. So mele the Maksha test against Rabbi Vachone's deal. True, Rabbi Vachone says that it's more than the Shrite, no Shrite. It's straight in the high. You're not allowed to bring the milk in the high. But here is reference to a case of the forceful stretching. The Loch of Mishmi Sinai has reference to the case of the mild detachment. Now, the Loch of Mishmi Sinai, has reference to a case of where the whole semen is detached from its place, from its source. The whole semen is detached. The whole semen. So, even when the whole semen, without the mute remaining attached, it's not a betrayal. So how can a forceful detachment be rooted in the image remaining attached be more humble than a whole human being detached? So the whole thing is gone, right? So you have nothing. If you have something attached, but here 10% here, 10% here, 10% here in different places, and all together it's in you, so then it's free. And Michael is awesome, the milk is awesome. But if it is not torn away forcefully, but it is torn away completely, both mildly, gentle, in a very gentle way, he detached the sinner from its source, from the krumi atzava, where it is attached. So gently, mildly, so he tore it away, but not forcefully. So then it's not breaking, but only the shrikus notion. Because the sinan shakes, so mele the shrikus notion. Isn't it strange? So the Yosef in Sinan Chavdalet says something very strange itself. He says, Inochaname, when Abba Bachon says in the name of Shmuel, Simonim Shemit Alba will be Hubon Treife. He doesn't mean Treife much. He means it's a Sabachel, because Shrit is not a matter. So even in the case of the Ruben forceful Afrika Fruke, so it's not Trife Mamesh, but it's no Shri. But from this place, it's not much more difficult. And the Shach in Simon Chavdalet points out that this place is not much more difficult. Now, the Bishyosef and the two says it explicitly, that even when it is a detached the Rubei falls from the Africa okay, so it's not Trefe Mamesh. And even though Rabbi Bachoni says Monishim Falko the Ruban is Trefe, it's not Trefe Mamesh. It means it's not the Shrit is not the Kasher Shrit, which is very strange. Yes. In Mechaber and Sinan Chavdalet, he doesn't spell it out expressly, but from the Russian it's much more difficult. And the Shach and Sinan Chavdalet also says that from Mechaber and the Ramon it's much more, that there is a that Simonim Shemit Alvul of Yehubon, so the Shrit is not a good Shrit. The Shrit is not a good Shrit. But the Chol of Nechayim is Mutah. Trefe Dibi. But the Shach says, Tasteless is in the Buyer Heta. That's the Tasteless. The Kastasis says, the Shidi Amashim to the Moshe to say, the Rabbi Bachon Eire Wichikach to the Bikea, Kami Abri, Kami Abri, Hadre Bori, the Abri Trefe, Vika Sinonim, Le Abri Trefe, the Abri Trefe, he says. So it's Trefe, Vika Sinonim, Le Abri Trefe, Vika Lakpur, Vinachas Malabosa. So then, Tziko, but there, the Alokha, because that was the case, when the whole of the Nagas Rubei was detained, all in the whole semen was removed from the Kriya Bosa, from its place of juncture. So how it seems to say, that's the way it is, in other words. If the whole organ was removed, but it was done gently, then it's not right. It's not right there. It's not right there. The brain is not going to die from it. But the shrit is possible because the semen is shaking in shaking when the sheikh had cut. So that would mean shaking, so he couldn't cut it very well. It's a lot, suppose somebody holds it, you know, the experts hold the cement so tightly while he cuts the cement so it shouldn't shake. The answer is that was on Mishneh Sinai. Since by itself it shakes, even if you manipulate that it shouldn't shake, so it's also possible. It's also possible. And furthermore, you know, the halacha is that if one semen is detached and you koshech the other semen, let's say the oven, you don't have to shech both semen, so it's also that the shake is possible. In such a case, it doesn't shake. Let's say the veishet is detached from the komiatzav. So the sheikhet, the veishet will shake, but the gargaris is not detached, and the sheikhet in the north cuts only the gargaris, he shakes only the gargaris, so it doesn't shake, and still is possible. So when the Ram says that the reason is to shat in the halacha of Mishneh Sinai is because he shakes, it doesn't mean because b'mitzias, so he didn't make it proper shriken, because it's shaking. When you cut something, while the object that you cut is shaking, so then you can do a good job. Even when somebody holds it, and by law, if one semen is detached, and you shove the other semen, you don't have to shove both semen by law. So it's also possible. So that's the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. But rape it isn't. But rape it isn't. But in the case where the tearing away was done, you know, roughly, falsely, you know, in an instant, so then it affects the behemoth so much that the behemoth is not higher than its right. Even if a mute remains, but the mute is a little deer. So in other words, according to taste test, so a detachment with Ruben in a forceful manner is more humble than a detachment with Kulei in a gentle manner. Sounds vague, but that's what the Shach says. But the Bessiah says the contrary. And the Shach of Zimach of Dalet, so you look it up, you'll see, says it in the Bessiah and even the Ramoh. Even the Ramoh. Because the Ramoh mentions that the Cholot is Mutar, so the question is, what situation the Ramoh has reference. So the Shach says the Ramoh has reference even to the case where Nidalgo would be Ruben. So, and it's straight ahead, but as the Bishyosef says, that the Bishyosef says in the tour, in Simon Chodalech, the trefe is labdavke, which means it's asura b'achile because the shrite is no shrite. So as far as this achile is concerned, so it's more than trefe, it's nivele. But mechayim is mutabach, mechayim lach. But that is Yosef, which is asura, of course, it's more misabah than this, which is asura. But it's very difficult, because how can we say Simon Mishin Dalai the woman Treyfe is Labdavke? When the Gemara mentions it among the Shef Shmaitze, we learned it. So one of the Shef Shmaitze is Simon Mishin Dalai the woman. If this is not Treyfe, so how do we have 18 Treyfes? The whole Chayim, he doesn't hold. You see, the whole Chayim of 18 Treyfes is based upon the 7 Treyfes of Shef Shmaitze, and one of the Shef Shmaitze is Simon Shindal Korobot, so causing this life. Still, the Bishyos of Sessa. I just wanted to mention what the Bishyos of Sessa says, because I don't want you to go over and hold the children in Simcha Dalet, it's a yam. Simcha Dalet. First of all, you see, Simcha Dalet is a very big simcha. And he discusses discusses the five psulmishi. So it has a number of classifications. So Iko, the long paragraph on Iko, there it is, Iko. So it's that one of the Simuch of Dalet in the big paragraph. It's that one of the Bates in the Bishoset. It's the third line from the big line, above the big line, you see. That one of the only ways. The whole the Omar Shmuel, Simon Shindal, the little tape, a lot of the Mamish Kama, a la Sura Kama, the whole she has 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 Sura. Anyway, this is the Joseph Shiva. And in Astam, that's the way he passed things. In Shekhana Oroch, even though in Shekhana Oroch he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's mashma like that. From the Losha, the Simcha of God. Right. That's one thing. Now, again, Shiva's. The Shiva's Rambam. So in the Rambam, you have it in three places. One is in the Gimel, the Yeruch HaShchit. The Gimel Aloha Design. נמצא הסימן השוחות שמור הרי זה כשר שבא דרך השחית נקח נראה הלוך ידעו, תרגים הלוך ידעו איקו קיצה בגי שנקח אגב דרס ויהיה הקונה או יבי ש ונשמת אחד מהם או ישניהם כאילו נאמר שחית. So if one of the synonym of שחית גב דרס או בי ש was detached from its place, so then the shrike is no is possible. And even if this, let's say, the veishet was neka, and it is enough, and he was sheyichay the gargaras, so it's also possible. So you ask, I mean, what the time is, because the shaking, it's not even the shaking, so the shrike is not done properly. Special aloha that if one of the simoni shrite is shaking, bisha shrite, so then the shrite is possible, even though the shrite was realized on the other side. Let's say it's the other. Alright, so that's one place. Kerigimu, aloha yudalet, the Rambam mentions, the aloha mentions Sinai, the tikkun is possible. Then we have it in Perik Ches. Lechi o elyin shenita al treif. This is what I mean. Abo nito atachtein, ki shenitma mazikim asimoni, veloi nekru, harei zim teres. So the Gesio says, the Gesiat in the Rambam, I mean, this is the more, kan, hodi, vishalim asimoni, veloi kashye, הודיעי כמיקורי, הודיעי כמיגומי. And the Shosef assumes that the Rambam Pshat is like that version, like Tesis, like Rashi. In other words, Ikarikura means that the Lechi who was torn away with the Bosa from the cement, from the Reish. So, the Reish remained devoid of the Bosa attached to it. That's Ikarikura. And the Gemara means that the lechi was torn away from the veshet, but the basar, but the veshet is together, remaining attached to the basar, on it. So then it's shared. That's the pshat by Rashi by cases, and the Beis Yosef assumed that Rashi's, that the Rambam's pshat is also like that. But the Hashulchan says no. Pshat in Rambam is something else. In line with the Rambam's chubet, the Chachmeluni. So the Eitz of the Chachmeluni assumed that the Veishet is attached continually to the Lechi Atah. So the Rambam says to the Chachmeluni and Dr. Bolden, so he assumes that the Gemara assumed that. So but the Rambam says to the Chachmeluni that they made a mistake. The Mitzias is not like that. The Veishet is not attached to the Lechi Atah. The Lechi Atah. It's not attached. So only the Torah salvation is attached to the Lechi Atah. But the Veishet itself is not attached to the Lechi. But the top of the Veishet is attached to the end of the Lechi Atah. To the end of the Lechi Atah. So so it turns out as follows. Now, the Tubet Zaveshet, the pharynx, is attached to the Lechi Atah. Lechi Atah. If the whole pharynx will be torn away from the Lechi Atah, there will be a slight detachment of the Veishet itself, because that means, because the beginning of the Veishet, let's say, if this is the Tobas Veishet, and then the Veishet that's wide on top, the Tobas Veishet, and then the Veishet goes down. If the Tobit Veishet is attached to the Lechi Atah. So, the Lechi Atah. And if the Tobit, the Lechi Atah, if the Tobit Veishet will completely be torn away from the Lechi Atah, then the Veishet itself on top will slightly be torn away from, so then the Tzei Alechi will be detached from the Veishet, the Tzei Alechi, so that will make the Veishet change. Now there is it. The Bira, that's in paragraph 1 of the in Simcha Dalet. Bira, Dvorach, Miralem, Zdaiti, Nitov, Tzavei, Shei, Dov, Dlech, Aval, Simoni, Ma'atzmo, Men, Nivukim, Dalech, Ben, Tlun, Nivik, Achich, Dal, Roshim, Eitzel, Hamispatze, Sholech, Yatach. This is the Rosh Naram. Tlun, Ma'atzmo, Tzei, Atach, Tei, Sholech. The Simoni, Ma'atzmo, are only Dovuk, to the Tzei Atach, Tei, Sholech. The Veishet itself. The Tobas Veishet is Dovuk to the Lechi. But the Veishet proper is only Dovuk to the Tzei Atah Mishalach. So Mele, if the whole Tobas Veishet was thrown away, so it will cause a shaking, a little bit of a shaking in the Veishet. So that's equal. So that is Iko. So the Gemara says like this. Bishleime Masnisin Rafa Peloika. Hodi Ika Iko. only Jericho. In other words, when we say that Itzikosimoni if the whole Tovet Habeshet will be torn away, so melee there will be a slight shaking caused to the Beishet if the whole Tovet Habeshet is torn away. But Hodi Ike Migume, that means that only all of the Tovet Habeshet is detached from the Lechem. So really it doesn't reach the Ktzeah Tachtun of the Lechem. The Ktzeah Tachtun of the Lechem remains attached. So if the Ktzeah Tachtun of the Lechem remains attached, so really it will not cause any shaking in the Veshet itself. Because the Veshet, the top of the Veshet, is attached to the end of the lechem. So when we say Niku, if the whole Tovet Habeshet is gone away, so then it causes a slight detachment of the Beishet on top from the end of the lechem. So then it's equal, it's not rain, but it's equal, because the simen will shake. How do you give me good? When does the Mishnah say, Nita Lechi Atachte is kosher, if only it was torn away from the rob of the Lechi was moved away, torn away from the major portion of the Pharaoh, but not from all the whole Pharaoh? So then it will not affect the type of nation in any way, and it won't change. So there is no it. This is how the Hashulchan explained the Rambam. Now, when the Rambam says, he uses the notion of Igen Gubb, in the Ches, in the Yurcha Shrita, Allah Hafino, Lechi Ha'emi, Shemit Al-Freyf, Avon Nit Al-Atachte, Kein Shemigma Mad Mikim Ha'simoni, Veloi Nekhov. In other words, it wasn't the Tovet Habeshet was not Nekho completely. A little bit was not Nekho, Harizanta. So it's not that Rambam is not giving the whole distinction to two kinds of detachment, a detachment from the semen and the bosor that is attached to the semen. So that's kosher, and I'm sorry, so then it's equal, but a detachment from the semen and the bosal remains attached to the semen, so then it's kosher. The Rambam doesn't explain it that way, according to the Yosef, the Rambam also explains the semen, but the Hashukos Pshat is very mistaken. And it's in conformity to the Rambam's Shuvet Lechachmir. So in other words, Abo Yitav Atachte, Kein Shemitmam Admikim Asimoni. In other words, that the Tachte, Viloinekho, in other words, it wasn't Nekha completely. The Tovet Habeshet was not torn away completely from the Lechmi, Tachte. But a little bit of attachment remaining between the Lechi Atachte and the Tovet Habeshet. So then it says, now this is in the Ches Aruch Chavim. Then the Rambam discusses it in Peretes Milchei Shchite Halacha Chavala. Simonim Shenidalu Rubon Treite Vafilu Shalom Nachnos Nikir. So here is a straight, not equal. So the Yosef says that the Rambam, when he says Simon Shizal to a woman Freite, so he follows up the Rashi. What does the Rashi say? The Rashi says something to the rest. That when is a Freite? Only when one semen is detached from the other semen. Because the Gargaris, the wind part, is attached to esophagus, if there is attachment between the gargaris, the beef pipe, and the vase, the esophagus, so that is straight. Even the chai is straight. Then the Rambam says, so third Rambam says, in Peltes Halachot Aleph, Simonim Shemidaldalu Berubo Rubon Freite, Vafilu Shaloi Machmas Nefile, Vichemi Niskaplu, Sharim Ruin Mishrit. So the Joseph says, Vichemi Niskaplu means also detached. But Niskaplu means it started to fall down because it became detached from the Kumi Atzama. The Veshet became detached from the Kumi Atzama, from its place. So then it's not right. Then it's equal. The Rosh Hashanah on his master on his Yosef, how can one say that a ten-way attachment of one sinner from the other is more humble than a detachment from the Kayatzah? But the Rach says so. The Rach shikins like that. Why couldn't the Rambam have the same shit? I mean, everybody says that the Rambam follows the shit of the Rif and the shit of the Rach. The Rach was the Rebbe of the Rif. I mean, that's the usual thing. Why is it so amazing? I don't understand. Anyway, he's massive. He's massive under the Shiosif. But according to the Shiosif Shah, as reference to a case where the Beishet was detached from the Kumi Atzava. So then it's not Teife, but in Ruin Mishrite, that means equal. The Beshiasim Pshat, I think, is very, very implicit in the Rosh Hashanah. I don't know why this day also shows him, is massive. So he says, no, it's impossible. That the detachment of one semen from the other should be more humble than the detachment of the semen from Kumi Atzav. Because, why do you say that? Because the attachment of Kumi Atzav, this is the thing, you know, that keeps it, you know. It's because it's very firmly attached to the Kumi Atzav. So what is the thing that keeps it? There is no swallowing these things. So, the Rashi is like that. So how does he explain? But I think that the Pshat by the Bais Yosef is the right Pshat. V'chein niskaflu sharim v'lo mishpit. So how does the Aruch HaShulchan explain the case of niskaflu sharim v'lo mishpit? That means the Aruch HaShulchan says, Chayim Niskaplu does not have reference to the case where the Veshet was torn away from the Kumi Atzava. That is Chayim Pemamech. But it is reference to the case where the Tovet HaVeshet was now. So, because the Gemara said that Shmuel doesn't say Tovet HaVeshet Shemitu Kulei Milachim Kosher, but he only when it's Mital Ruve Milachim Kosher. But Kulei is not kosher. Why isn't it kosher when the Tovet HaVeshet is detached Ruve? Because then it is equal. So then, when it's detached Kulei, I mean, the Tovet HaVeshet is torn away completely from the Lechi, then it's not kosher, because then it's equal. So this is what Rambam has learned, according to HaShulchan. The Chayim is kapur. In other words, if the Veshet itself was torn away from the Kumi Atzava, then it's right. Then, even if it wasn't torn away completely, just the Rubi, the Simon is in doubt of the Rubens, then it's right. Not like the Orphans, not like the Jews. But if the Veshet remained attached to the Kumi Atzava, but the Tovet HaVeshet was torn away completely, the Veshet is completely attached. The Torah Tradition, the upper part of the Mishnah, was torn away completely from the Lechem. Then it's not kosher. Why? Because he called Gemara says the Tzikon. The Tzikon. Svechelim niskapu sha'arim ruim mishchit. So then it's Tzikon. So according to the Yosef Shad, Svechelim niskapu means that it was torn away from the Kumi Atzavo, so it's not Reike Botiku, according to Hashukh and Pshat. According to Hashukh and Pshat, it has reference to the case, the Rambam has reference to the case, the Rambam has reference to the case, where the whole Torah Tzadeshet was torn away from the land. So then it's Iko, so it doesn't say Reike, it says, because the Vesha is shaking, some mele, it's equal. Havel in his part, Heif Tovet HaVeshet in Arachim, but not the whole Tovet HaVeshet was torn away from the left. Just most of the Tovet HaVeshet, and a little bit, at the lower end of the Tovet HaVeshet, the main test in the Lechi, so he doesn't affect the Beishet altogether. If the whole Tovitz HaBeishet is torn away from the Lechi, then it affects a slight shaking in the Beishet proper. But if only most of the Tovitz HaBeishet is torn away from the Lechi, but the lower portion, the mute, in the lower portion remains attached to the Lechi, how can it affect the vein?